You're about to listen to Formal Shark. We will warn you that it does have explicit humour, even though it is meant to be a serious review show. This is Let's Drink with Formal Shark. Well, it's another podcast.
Yes, this is podcast number six,
number
I believe.
Six. I was about to say two, since
number two, because it's the second of the night.
Mm-hmm. Well, get them out. Keep the people having what they want.
Yeah. I was going to stick them in my thingy, but I'll do that later.
In your thingy?
Yeah. Rather than doing it during a show. Because that would be unprofessional.
That would be unprofessional. So, we're going to... Well, you can say what the first
jump
one is.
Jump straight in.
Yeah, let's jump straight in.
£2.19 from Guess Where.
Guess Where!
Guess Where! Let's play the game Guess Where. And if you've been listening frequently, you are correct. It is Coppers at Gosford.
I was going to say they could tweet in and the first person to tweet in could win some shit.
Like a bit of cat poo.
I don't know. I was thinking,
send some bits.
I was thinking maybe make some key rings or something.
So yeah, it's £2.19 for a 330ml can. It is 4%. And it is Rooster's Pistol River American Amber Ale.
Ooh. Little Red Rooster.
I think I need to do some finger exercises for when I open cans.
Can you open cans?
No, I'm struggling with my old age. There you go, there's yours.
I'm sure you're giving me more than you.
That's quite dark for saying it's an amber ale, or is that just the lights getting really bad?
No, it's dark. It is getting darker outside as well. And that's why the streetlights have come on.
Streetlights come on?
Yeah.
Wasn't there a song about that?
Meet me on the corner, dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee-dee.
Was that song about prostitution?
I think it was.
Or was it about drug dealing?
Corners is prostitutes, isn't it?
I mean, drug dealers don't
stand
on
it. I see in Leeds, you can go down and get one. And they're not prosecuting them in Leeds.
Prostitutes?
Yeah.
Well, they were doing that in Middlesbrough for a while. They weren't prosecuting people, they were just making sure they were safe. They were like, well, we can't stop you.
But one of our friends lives in that area, so...
So you're going to go down for a prostitute?
No.
Wow. After the last show. If you're saying you wouldn't go and a prostitute.
I only had a little poo because at the moment I'm backed up.
You're backed up?
Yeah.
Oh, that's a shame.
Right, let's get on to this beer.
Has it got a smell?
It doesn't have a normal massive smell.
I'd say
it's almost got a coffee, not coffee, but a caramelly smell.
My
nose is quite blocked at the minute. So.
Yeah, I'm just coming out of a cold, so, or some sort of disease, not VD.
There's a bitterness there, but not...
I want to say that's boring.
It is, it's got one sort of punch of hops.
Yeah.
But not... A well-rounded, nice...
Well, with a name like Rooster's Pistol River American Amber Ale, you'd think it's probably an American brewery. Nah, it's from Yorkshire. Free-range beers from Yorkshire. It's limited edition and lightly filtered. I'm not impressed. I was actually looking forward to this. I picked it up and thought, you know what, it's an interesting can, American Amber Ale, the whole American craft beer at the moment. I was thinking, you know what, this could be really good.
Stop scratching. Oh, he's doing what he's pulled his load. If you're hearing scratching in the background, it's not somebody trying to escape. The cat scratting on his
No, board. The people that are tied up can't get free.
No,
I'm disappointed with that. I don't...
It's...
I want to rate it already. I want to say it's 44, 46. What's the 45 at the moment?
45 would probably be from last week's...
Tanglefoot.
Of Tanglefoot. It's better than Tanglefoot.
Nah, I was going to say Tanglefoot I could probably drink more of. This is... It's cold.
It could be that. Let's
try and warm it up.
Let's warm it up.
It could be a beer wearing
on your testicles. Let's have a break...
Yeah.
And let it warm up.
Yeah. And then
we'll have another drink. Okay, so we've now warmed it up.
Warmed it up for a while.
Yeah.
Did you warm the seat up as well?
Right.
slightly better warmer, but not a lot. I was, well, while you were gone, I did read the side. Oregon's Pistol River received its name after pioneer James Mays lost his pistol in it. Well, that's a shit reason to name a river. You know, maybe the river at Durham should be called Student River.
Nice offensive joke. So we're hovering around the same point as Tanglefoot, weren't
we? Yeah.
Should we give it exactly the same, 45?
Yeah, it would be nice to them. This does say this is American Amber Ale has been brewed using three malts, including rye, which could be why I don't like it, because I don't like the taste of rye.
So it's 40.
And a blend of four hops. Now, these are hops that we both like.
Yeah,
Centennial and Summit were added during the boil, and both Simcoe and Citra used as the dry hop addition during conditioning. The result is a balanced malty beer that displays a touch of spice and citrus fruit aromas.
No, I think, yeah, it could have been so much more, and it wasn't.
It sounds really good,
mm-hmm.
And it doesn't taste really good.
Yeah. Right, anyway, we'll go on to the beer number two. Beer number two, and we just remember we didn't actually pair that with anything.
Yeah, but we're both kind of full after the massive meal we had in the other podcast.
Yeah.
It's the food pairing. Maybe next time we don't have a meal as a pairing.
Yeah, but when we're doing it straight after work, we have to have food, if not the...
Yeah, we're having food. We're having quite a lot of food with quite a lot of
beer. Yeah, but you're going to have something substantial before you have beer.
I suppose so. So this is the Brewers Project, St. James's Gate, Dublin, number 13. It is a Guinness, and it is Hop House Lager.
So I think Guinness has sort of worked out, hang on a minute, something's happening in beers, and they've now jumped on it a bit later, haven't they?
Yeah. Now, interestingly enough, it doesn't actually say Guinness in big words anywhere.
Yeah, so they're sort of going, well, it's not like what we normally do. We're going to brew it and see what it goes like, and then...
Yeah. This is 5% and it's a 330ml bottle.
Yeah, because the other ones that they've done have had Guinness on, like the porter and stuff like that.
And it's you know, had the word Guinness. The only reason I noticed it was Guinness was because it's St. James's Gate.
Yeah, when I picked that up, because it was
Arthur
in
Guinness.
It was in Tesco's. Our local Tesco's had a bit of a craft ale, if you want to call it that, bit. They've just had over sort of Easter period, and it's carrying on. It's got quite a few Brewdog ones, sort of five of them, and then some other ones at about the 170 price.
Yeah.
So we'll see. We'll give this a butcher's. So it's a lager.
So Hop House Lager. I had an interesting lager the other day from B&M. It was 79p. It was steam lager. It wasn't with the normal beers. It was with the lagers, and that was quite quite hoppy. It smells
of beer.
With beer, it smells like a lager.
Yeah, you get that straight away lager. What I refer to as cat piss smell.
Yeah, and it doesn't look really fizzy, but it could just be the kind of glass that doesn't promote the bubbles the same.
Very sort of crisp, clean taste that you would expect with a lager.
Yeah. It's not actually offensive.
No,
it's just... I don't think it's got much taste.
No, I think... as lagers go, if we put this on the lager scale... Because I don't think both of us aren't really lager drinkers.
Not really.
We've had some that we've had that we've liked, but they've tended to be that bit more hop. But if you're a lager drinker, I think this is a very nice example of a...
A proper lager.
Of a nice lager. You know, I'm not going to...
Then in terms of... If you're a lager drinker, is this the kind of drink
I'm just
you're
thinking,
after?
If we were going to have a couple of curries.
Yeah.
And over getting a cobra for your beers with your curries.
Mm-hmm. It's definitely a bit sweeter than a cobra.
But I'll just say the sort of thing is, I think with a nice curry, or a nice, you know, drinking with a nice meal where you don't want something too heavy... You want something light and refreshing, and you're going to have one of these, then I think it would go very well.
Now,
or one of our favourite things of barbecue summertime. Yeah. You know, oh, we'll have a cooled one on the step.
Yeah.
Shouting at the cars as they go by.
It's not overly bubbly, but I want to say it tastes carbonated. You know, like the forced carbonation you can sometimes taste in drinks.
So it's definitely better than the last beer.
Mm-hmm.
That's the thing, but it's still from the other episodes having absolutely like amazing beers.
I'd say it's probably 48-49. I don't think it's a lot above that in terms of my palate. Anyway, I wouldn't put it above average.
Yeah, no, I would agree. Let's what did you say 48?
Yeah,
let's go 48 for what's it called?
Hop House Lager 13.
Hop.
Or
13 Hop House Lager. And what score did we say?
48.
Just so I can write it down.
I think that might be being a bit too fair on it. But yeah, I can't.
No. I think comparing it to the beers we've got in that scale.
I still think the below average as terms of on our scale. Maybe we need to move drinkable and below average round. Where we've scored things, I think, is right. But I think drinkable is probably average. I know you argued your point before, but there's no.
Yeah, we're not arguing the scale on here. We're
arguing the how we look at the scale. And
it's just stupid wording. It's just like I came up with some random words, and Mr. Pernickety's always got to think he's got to have a different word for things. When basically all we're doing is scaling it from 1 to 10, and then words are just meaningless anyway.
No, but the help.
Yes. Anyway, yeah,
it's all right.
It's all right. Depending on what's in the shop,
yeah,
I'd probably pick it up again because of the price point, where it's at, when I can't get to a specialist. Because the specialist for us is about a 30-minute drive.
Yeah.
So we can't get to it that regularly.
I think in the summer, you know, I'd definitely be like, right, if we're going somewhere and I want a drink, I'll drink that. I don't know whether it'd be something I'd go out, seek out, and
no, I certainly wouldn't seek it
buy.
Out.
And if I saw it and there was a choice, you know, that compared to something else,
yeah,
I'd probably pick something else.
I think we're a bit like, we want a decent beer, and we've had two.
Really?
And one, sort of, I agree, I think that one was from Tesco, because I wasn't expecting anything from it. But the other one I was, it's a bit of a low now.
Yeah.
Boo. Should we get on to beer number 3, and hopefully it's a lot better. If not, we can lie and say it's amazing. Beer number 3, to see if this is going to be a dud show, or if it's going to be a decent one. We're hoping this is nice. We just randomly pick these beers. Sometimes we do know them because we've had them before. But most of the time,
we just pick them off the shelves.
Shelves.
So far, when I've picked them, I've not looked at what's been on the label, other than, you know, if they're an IPA or a lager. I'll make sure we've not got too many
of the same thing. But quite often it's got a funky.
Yeah.
And this one is definitely one that's got a funky label.
Yeah, this one's got a very funky label. It is a Panda Frog project. And it's called Pandemic. It is 3.5% and a 330ml bottle. It was £1.69 from Coppers in Gosforth. Surprise, surprise. It's a really cool label. Eventually we'll get pictures up somewhere.
Yeah.
Twitter or Facebook or whatever it is.
I'll have to teach you how to use Twitter.
I can use Twitter. You put twats on it.
No, I think that's called a porn site. What's going on? It's got a strawberry colour.
It nearly did, didn't it?
Very light. Oh, it smells of strawberries.
Whoa, that smells nice.
It smells, you just, as soon as you get it, it's like.
When I was pouring it, it had kind of a pinky tint.
Yeah, and I thought, should I say that? I'm not going to sound like a bad.
And I thought it might have been my eyes.
It's very cold. And it's like sort of romping in the strawberries.
Do you romp in strawberries, like?
It'd be nice, wouldn't it? Just imagine romping.
It'd be too sticky. It smells. I don't want to drink it because
I'm sort of thinking
after those other two beers.
And
I'm
sort of drinking it.
Is it going to ruin the smell?
And is it going to be overly sweet and like? Oh,
it's the other beers were so
No strawberry in the taste.
No, it's very, very subtle.
But the smell, you think it's going to...
Yeah, that's you good. Think it's going to be very overpowering.
I think not having the strawberry taste makes it so much better, because I was fearful that it was going to be...
Yeah. I like this.
Very.
You know what? This is good, only high on the end of
yeah,
the other beers.
It's only 3.5%, so very much a session beer.
Yeah.
From we drink... We've had nights on 10% and stuff. Very short nights on it, but nights on it. But this is very light. I think would be very, very good barbecue sort of stuff. And very... Yeah.
I mean, would it... I don't know whether the flavours in it would be...
Well, right, not necessarily a barbecue, a summer's day.
A summer's day?
You know, again, sitting on the porch, shouting at the traffic.
But it's got some very nice flavours in. It's definitely got some to detract from.
Yeah, it's got a lot of fruitiness. Very subtle, I think.
Yeah, it's not in your face. It's not bitter. It's not got a lot of hop punch, as you expect.
It hasn't got a great amount of flavour. If you're expecting something that's going to be like, that is very unprofessional.
It is very unprofessional.
Very unprofessional. So, is your mum asking you in for your tea?
It's my mum asking if I'm going to lift home. So this says it's a full-flavoured session IPA with Citra and Amarillo hops.
Is this the way to Amarillo? While I'm hugging my pillow.
It doesn't say anything about strawberry on it at all. So is this just something we've made up?
We've just dreamt. If you've ever had this, please tweet us or email us or Facebook if you could smell strawberries.
It definitely smells of strawberry.
Yeah. Because I was expecting, they've mashed a fucking strawberry in.
You know when you get your strawberry cider and you taste that kind of...
sickly sweet, horrible strawberry taste.
And kind of artificial strawberry.
Yeah, and that's what I was like, I haven't had a bloody artificial strawberry here. It's not going to be awful. And then it wasn't. And I was... pleasantly surprised. That's good.
I mean, I'd love to use that as aftershave. I reckon you'd get lots of girls if that was your aftershave.
Not once it goes all minging. Should I dash this over you for work tomorrow?
For work tomorrow. I don't know if they'd appreciate that at work. There'd be a couple that might. They'd be like, well, you smell a beer.
But you can tell these beers have not been as great as other weeks. Apart from this last one, that's quite nice.
Yeah.
Because we're only running at, 18 minutes. Normally we're up to the half an hour mark.
And we've not really paired it with food and, stopped.
It's a short one. The tweet for them. So what's this one called? Panda something.
Pandemic.
Panda.
Oh, it's Pandademic. Well, it's got an extra A in it.
I put blah, blah, blah. Right. Where are we putting it? I'm going to have to get back up and burp a lot as well. To have a look at the board so they can tell I'm going far, far away from the microphones. That should be picked up on yours. Okay, okie dokie, picking a pokey. I would say somewhere in the sort of 55 mark.
I would have said, what's on number 57?
What's on number 57 is the Northern Alchemy Coffee and Orange Oatmeal Pale.
I'd say 56. It was nearly on par with that. I think as a beer, it's very sessiony. I would like to give it 57, but I don't want to give two beers the same rating at the moment.
Let's try and fill it out. That's just it's got a really long name.
Yeah. Let's try and fill it out. I don't think they'll begrudge losing 1 point.
So I was saying 56.
Yeah. I mean, for the price point, £1.69.
Is it because
which
of the
is
alcohol?
Actually really it's quite a, cheap.
You know, if you were going somewhere and you were going to drive, we don't condone any drinking and driving, but some people do have a beer and drive.
You could definitely have one of these.
You know, one of these is not going to put you over the limit.
No. It is. It is 2 UK units.
Like, arguably, I would say during these stupid charity dry Novembers and stuff and dry Januaries, I think that's allowed.
Yeah.
And if anybody argues and say formal shark, let's drink, or let's drink the formal shark, depending which way around we've got to see.
Yeah, yeah.
Says it's legitimate to drink that because it's almost water.
It's almost water and smells like strawberries. Would you like a bit more?
No, I am good because I am.
I want to finish this off. I don't want to leave.
Yeah,
it.
No, I'm not feeling too clever.
It's, you know, I think that's too good to be not drunk.
Yeah. So we'll go up to the roundup.
Roundup like my belly.
So we're at the end of the podcast now. Well, loosely the end. We could talk for another 2 hours or something.
Yeah.
And us too. So we've had 3 beers. I think out of all the weeks, this has been our most meek week for beers.
But they can't be all good weeks.
No.
I think, you know what? I think that Pandademic was a really good high at the end of quite a boring show. Maybe we need to figure out how to make boring shows less boring.
Like bringing
like
a
do
panda.
Some fire breathing.
I don't think that really works on.
No.
See, this is the problem, is people are listening at the moment. They'll be like having a bath or something. I don't know. Tweet in, tell us where you're listening to podcasts. I normally have a podcast while I'm listening to podcasts while I'm having a shit.
You normally have a podcast when you're having a poo.
Yeah, so you'll
poo
be
cast.
Having, you'll have somebody going, and I was going, oh, that's a very nice beer, and they're going,
it's like very good poo, sir. Very good poo.
I'm driving.
Yeah,
but
I don't poo while you're driving.
You could if you installed a toilet in your car, would you get done for like?
The question is, if you put like a train toilet, if you put a hole through your car and had a poo through, would you be able to poo in traffic jams? And when you like pull at stations,
it's like with the trains, yeah. Because I don't think you pull up in stations in cars.
Well, petrol stations, that's kind of a station, isn't it? Car park.
You're just walking along.
It's just like a random turn.
I would slip and like.
You'd slip.
I would slip on the turn then. Oh. Like, having a poo on me back or something.
Yeah. And my other great question, while I forget it, just because Philip doesn't know, the dial on your fridge. It goes from 1 to 6 or 1 to 10. Which sentence the coldest? Is 10 colder than 1 or is 1 colder than 10?
You do know we're going to get like somebody called Nigel emailing in like a really long thing as if you're stupid of it.
Probably. Well, I just want to know which way I have it because at the moment my beer is too cold and I want it warmed up. But I've moved the knob on it and it doesn't seem to have made any difference.
So all the food in your fridge.
Well, it's just
like
a beer fridge.
Oh, it's just a beer fridge. I just imagined your main fridge.
Yeah, no, I'm not that cruel. Because I was having some jakehead the other night and it was far too cold. Got out the bath after having my beer and I felt really ill because it was proper cold on my stomach.
You bellend! What you should have done was, did you have it in a bottle or did you decant it? Put the bottle in there.
Did I decant it? No, I put it in a glass. I do drink out of a glass.
Oh, I thought you might have. But what you could have done was put the bottle in the bath for a few moments.
Yeah.
And it would have warmed it up.
Could have.
Now, I don't know if that's a top tip that people would properly use.
Do people drink beer in the bath, or is it just me?
I never drink in the bath.
I like a nice beer in the bath. Watch Netflix, chill.
Netflix and chill?
Yeah, with a beer. Not the euphemism kind.
Man, that's one thing I've got a gripe.
Gripe.
Yeah, what I've worked out is this carrier back charge, in my case, is worse for the environment.
Go on.
Because what I used to do was I used to get my carrier back home. I always forget, but I'm never ever going to remember because I'm an idiot. So I used to then put my rubbish in it and then hoy it out with the rubbish.
Yeah.
So it's like a rubbish bag. Now they're fucking 5p. So they're now expensive. So now I've got a drawer of a cupboard that's just filling with these useless bags because they're worth 5p. So I've now found I was buying bloody black bags. So instead of...
So you're paying for your black bags?
Yes.
And you're paying for your bin bags?
Because I won't buy the 5p bags.
That you've paid for. Whereas your black bags are probably like 10p each.
Yeah, but the bigger.
Yeah.
The more environmental, you know, the bigger so you get more rubbish in, so probably price per acre is cheaper.
Or you could just put your rubbish in your bin without a bag. Why do people put stuff in a bag to put it in your bin?
Because I'm not walking outside every time.
Just open your kitchen window and throw it in. Just leave your bin open. And
when it rains.
And you don't need to deal with it. The binmen then get full of water.
I've got a Yeah, but ooh, I can't actually hire anything out this week because it rained on bloody Monday and it doesn't get picked up till Friday.
Put some holes in the bottom.
Oh, yeah, so...
Put two train holes.
There's just going to be manky food, rotting animals that the cats brought in.
Do you put the rotten animals in your bin?
Well, where else am I going to put
them? In the woods. Your house backs onto some woods. You could put them in the woods for another cat to take home.
Oh, yeah, then you bring them back in. Right? Ben will go out, get the animal and bring it back in. So I'll be cleaning the same animal up.
At least it won't be different animals you're cleaning up.
Yeah, but different animals, eventually it'll be rotten and smelling.
I suppose. Fine.
Like a boomerang animal. You can tell you don't live alone.
No, I don't.
You have your mammy to look after you.
Yeah, but you don't. You live with Ben.
Yeah, Ben doesn't look after us. Ben brings live bloody mice in.
It's a present to you. He's trying to look after you.
Right, I'm going to bring you dead bits of animal.
You do. You brought me some dead bit of animal to eat earlier.
Yeah, but I'm going to...
sausage.
Right, I'm going to go to the pet... No, I'm not, because people would complain.
I'm going to go to the pet shop, bring a rabbit, and just leave it on your doorstep. And then I'd have it for tea.
What about goldfish?
It's probably too small to have
if I posted a goldfish through your letterbox, you're not going to be very happy, are you?
The thing is, if a goldfish appeared on my floor at home because it's been put through the letterbox, I would have known it was you.
Is a goldfish a romantic present? Not just like poultry, but if it was in a bag.
I think flowers are typically better. I mean, if you're taking it to somebody, do they already have fish?
I don't know. You could bring a tank.
Because then you'd have to get them a tank. You'd have to get them, you know, the gravel and water and all the other stuff.
And as fish live like for 10 years, you're probably going to outdo your relationship.
Yeah, unless you're doing it wrong, and then the fish isn't going to outlive your
relationship. You mean you've got it by hooking a duck in a pair, and it's already floating on the top.
Or you just, you know, overfeed it, or shake the bag, or the many ways to kill a fish. Put it backwards.
Are you just pumping?
Yeah, I am.
Pumpcast.
It probably didn't come up on there.
Yeah, but I had to mention it, because if not, they'll be like, did you just fart, Brenda? Did you fart, Brenda? Be like, no, I don't know why an old couple's listening to this.
I was sat listening to us the other day on the bus, because I'm sad and I listen to our own podcast.
You sad man.
Well, I was trying to get the beer ratings back.
I found them, it was all good.
Because you managed to delete them.
I didn't. Well, there was an autosave that had came back.
And I thought I was farting quietly, but no, my podcast was just really loud and somebody turned around as I farted. So, top tip, if you're wearing really good headphones, remember, other people can hear you pass wind. I'm a mess of a person sometimes.
Yes, you're a horrible person.
Oh, dear.
If it could, I would take you to Switzerland.
Really?
Yeah.
Really, that's
harsh. It'd be good for the world.
That I don't think it would be good for the world. I don't need a tax-free bank account. Panama would be better for that, though.
Yeah, but they don't murder old people.
I don't think the term is murder old people. I think it's when it's done officially, it's called euthanasia. Euthanasia. We're getting into some really dodgy topics here.
Yeah.
I know why it's short this week. It's because we didn't pair it with any food.
Yeah.
We've been fighting like fat fucks.
Yeah, we're very full. We ate far too much and we do not endorse obesity. There should be a strict rule of one fat kid to a class. Back in our day, that's how it was. You had the one fatty in every class.
And he was allowed to be bullied because he was fat.
And then you had the one in the whole school that was obese.
Yeah.
By obese we mean huge.
Yeah. And you could bully them, but you couldn't bully them unless...
I never bullied any of them because I'm not nasty.
No, because you were the one that they bullied. Because there's a hierarchy in bullies.
And like every school has to have a rat-looking kid as well.
Yeah, we had several.
Well, yeah, but you came from a rat colony, didn't you?
I came from a rat colony. I could be really mean to you and bully you.
And the one that smokes at, like, the age 3.
The age of 3?
Yes.
Can you get tabs at the age of 3 now?
I don't know, you could.
Do you see the ice cream man in Anfield Plain that got done for selling tabs to kids?
Well, he used to sell everything, didn't he? He was proper dodgy.
There was, like, loads of them around here that do it, but the police caught him with an undercover child. And he was just like, oh, I thought they were buying them for a family member. It's like, yeah, outside of the junior school. Yeah, they've just come out the junior school to buy the tabs. Do you think he's buying them for the teacher?
Yeah, that's how it worked. Oh, it was all right. He was just buying that hooch for his ma.
Oh, we live in a delightful area.
Yeah.
I think we've rambled on enough. We've not really got anything useful to
no,
say.
No, we're just rambling on about effect being more and more offensive and less about beer.
Yeah.
We might have to quietly maybe, like, get rid of this episode. The unaired episode, or put a warning on. Quality is below average.
It could just be...
Phil was borderline dying and the booze was mediocre.
Nah. We'll see what happens. It could just be that mystery episode that we just put out when we've got nothing else left.
But yeah. So if you're listening to this and it's like the middle of summer, it means that we're on a summer holiday at the moment, probably drinking beer somewhere.
Yeah, and this was meant to be episode 5, but yeah, we decided it wasn't.
Yeah, so they'll be really confused and we'll just have to do a voiceover if we've mentioned it early on. It'll just be,
yeah.
This is episode 36!
You're going to pre-record you saying every number.
Yes.
One. Two.
I'm not talking to 1, 2, 3.
4.
Or 4.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
You're doing it too quickly, you have to do. And you have to do them at different tones as well.
Yeah.
You've got to do sort of 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. It's always 8. It's always 8.
And you're just going to piece 1 and 8 together. 1. 8.
Yeah, that's how it works, isn't it? Have you not done the Microsoft phone up?
No, I'd just email them because I can't be bothered with the phones. I hate ringing people.
Well, no, it's all automated.
Yeah, but it's still awful.
It's like doing a kiddie's game at the end because it's like 5, 6, 7, 9, 2, 1, 3, 4.
It's just awful. I hate phones. Why can't we just email everybody?
Because then you'd never get to chat to people like this face to face.
I would. Every time I come to do this bloody podcast with you.
But you couldn't do this podcast over email.
No, I couldn't. Well, I probably could.
We could do it by, what did they used to, news group or whatever they used to call them.
No. Yeah.
Did they used to call them that?
Yeah.
The old forums.
Yeah. Like, from the 1970s.
Yeah.
The news group. But,
Where texts would just flow down.
Flow down.
This is a good internet.
You sound like a proper nerd.
Well, I was trying to pretend to be a nerd there. That's what I was trying to be. This really is a rambling house switch off ages ago. We're embarrassed about it.
We were doing a roundup.
Yeah, which is the best this week is obvious.
We had Rooster's Pistol River. We had Guinness without the Guinness name on it, Hop House Lager.
Because they're embarrassed about it.
And quite rightfully. And Panda Frog Project Pandademic, which was actually quite a good beer.
So if this is released after our deaths, because we've never released it,
then this means this podcast's worth the most money, and it's probably going to be the worst podcast. How long are you going to do that for?
Ooh, the joke's on them because they're going to listen for long.
Yeah, but Phil, you're missing a trick. You could have just stopped and copied and pasted it.
No, because it's the authentic of live. When you're watching a show, they don't just go, now copy and paste that, copy and paste that.
I totally think you should copy and paste.
You were listening to Let's Drink with Formal Shark, written and performed by Phil and Bob, and edited by Phil.